Give it.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon from wherever you're tuning in from. Today is your boys, Dave and Shima. This is the Raw Spill. Dave, how you doing, my friend?
Yeah, I'm not too bad, man. That was good.
That was right. You see what I did there, yeah?
Wow. Dave, welcome.
What's going on, man?
I'm not too bad. How are you?
I'm good. How you been since the last episode, my friend?
I'm not gonna lie to you. I've been good. Been bored.
Tell me everything you've done since the last episode, bro.
Nothing. What do you want me to say? You want me to say I went to go play soccer?
Wake up.
You want me to say I went to uni?
Sleep.
Come on, bruv.
It's repeat.
Been bored.
On repeat.
Being bored.
It is what it is, man.
Being bored.
It is what it is.
But yeah, it is what it is, man. Yeah. Make sure you're still staying in and keeping clean.
But we got a packed episode today, yeah?
Packed!
Let's get into this episode.
Let's do it.
Let's go.
Let's get it. Let's get into our essential banter.
Let's go.
This week, what's our essential banter, man?
Essential banter. This week is Easter.
Oh my
it's
goodness.
It's Easter.
It is Easter.
Fam, and I feel like it was so easy to forget Easter was here.
Bro.
Because of everything that's going on.
Bro, I'm laughing, yeah? But it's actually not funny.
Nice.
No, let me tell you one thing.
Yeah.
Easter is the one time I can validate eating this much chocolate.
I think that's true.
I think my peak, yeah? listen. On Sundays, usually Easter Sunday, I go to church in the morning.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And then they have hot cross buns. Hey, shout out to Influencers Church. They're still online though. YouTube, their Easter,
Easter
word, and it's awesome, man.
I just want to say they make some paying hot cross buns.
I'm not even joking.
Not sure who their supplier is.
I'm not sure who it is, but the hot cross bun makes sense.
That's true.
You know when you eat some stuff and you're like, makes sense. Mm-hmm. The hot cross buns make sense.
Exactly.
And so you go in the morning, you eat hot cross buns, you come home.
Yeah. That's right.
Your little brothers, I got little brothers, they go to the kids ministry, they bring all the chocolate. And you know who I am, yeah?
And you just take. Yeah, that's mine.
So I'm like, do you want PlayStation today? Yeah? Do you want...
Let me see that.
Thank you very much.
Goodbye. You get me?
So, you know, I would eat so much chocolate, but this year it's like, you know, obviously the stuff that isn't going on, you know, like church, you know, there's... Church is still on online, but it's different dynamic. You know, there's no Easter. Dude, I've seen bare eggs. Mm. There's no eggs in my house, and I'm sad about it. Mm. I want eggs in my house, bro.
This is easy as going to the store. You could have just gone to the store because
the problem
and come
is,
back with the eggs.
The problem is, I enjoy taking Easter eggs with my brothers.
Ah, okay, I see.
You hear me?
It's the fight you have to do to get
The Easter egg hunter schools. They do that in schools as well. They do it everywhere else.
Thinking about that, I actually don't think I've bought Easter eggs or Easter chocolates because I always just
you just get them. That's what I'm saying.
I'm getting them.
That's what I'm saying. But Easter this year is not the same, man. It's not the same. And like, what do you think is the, like, what do you think we should do? You know what I mean? Like to, because it is Easter weekend and it doesn't feel like it. Let's be honest.
It is different.
Let's be honest.
It is different.
Doesn't feel like Easter weekend.
Don't get me wrong. It's like Easter was in the back of my head, but I only realized this week that Easter's today or this weekend.
Pretty much.
Do you know what I mean?
Pretty much.
So I feel like still, you can still take opportunity to spend it, you know, as much as you would when it's normal, you know, spend it the way you usually would. Do an Easter egg in your house. You know what I mean? Easter egg hunt in your house.
Do an Easter egg in your
house. Do an Easter egg in your house. but I think, you know, obviously with the online, you can Zoom your family and friends.
Yeah.
You can FaceTime your family and friends.
Absolutely.
You can video call, WhatsApp call your family and friends.
Come on now.
You can actually spend Easter with a lot more people if you think about it. Think about it.
Yeah. But this week's essential banter is practically, it's all about Easter. Yeah. Let's not forget, with all this stuff going on, that Easter is important.
Mm.
You know what I mean? It's important to everyone. It's meant to bring us together, meant to bring unity.
Bring families together.
Yeah, exactly. And unfortunately, you get me?
But that's okay. You can still do it to your most ability.
Absolutely.
FaceTime.
Uh-huh.
Zoom. Shout out to all those apps and, you know, technologicals, FaceTime people. You're doing a great job, y'all.
Oh, mate. But yeah, essential banter this week is Easter. All right, let it be a part of your life and let it bless you, yeah?
Amen. Dave, let's talk about the word this week.
Let us talk about the word, man.
We always incorporate this segment into our shows.
Absolutely.
You have to address it.
Come on.
The word is the light.
Come on.
The word is your path.
Come on.
The word guides you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right, so this week's word is from Matthew 27, 45 to 56. Now, it's a bit of a long piece.
It is.
But we ain't going to read the whole thing.
Yeah, but practically. It's the persecution and then the crucifixion and the resurrection
exactly.
of Jesus Christ.
So essentially the story about Easter. You don't know what the word
pretty much
says. It's a story about Easter.
Easter isn't all about chocolates.
No.
It's not about chocolates and bunnies.
It's about Easter bunnies.
Hey, come on, man.
The guy who did this for you.
You know what I mean? And he...
Amen.
You hear me? They did a lot of things and he did it for you.
But that's powerful though, hey, Dave. Like, to think about Easter actually, like, Jesus went on the cross to die for our sins and now we're free. What does that mean to you, man?
Like, I think when I was growing up, I didn't really understand it. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't fully understand it. And then there was a time when you did it in Sunday school talking about how Jesus died for you and everything else. I didn't understand the magnitude of what that meant.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
I truly felt free.
Exactly.
And like, why do I feel free? It's because Jesus paid the price.
Yeah.
Say the wages of sins in the Bible is death.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But Jesus came.
Yeah.
Right? And died for your sin and died. Mm. You get me?
Now that's a good point you brought up. As a kid, you didn't understand it. When do you reckon, as you grew up, is when you really felt that realness of what that meant for you?
I can't pinpoint the time in my life. Yeah. But I think it was a time when, you know, I was messing up a bit. You get me? I was running errands, just messing up. Just messing up. Life was life. You get me? And just going through the motion of sin.
Yeah.
As I like to call it. You know what I mean? Like, they say there's ages for everything. I don't believe in that. But like, obviously, there's certain ages where you're susceptible to some stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I was going through the motion of sin. And there was a time when I was like, I went to church. Usually happened on Sundays. I would cry. You know what I mean? I'd be like, oh, God. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
He just touches you.
Take it all. And I felt free in that moment. But it was an Easter Sunday.
Yeah.
And they did this whole production and everything.
Yeah.
And
it was
mad production.
Nice production.
Shout out to Phil. It was Phil, innit?
I think it
was a Friday night. It was Phil. He was Jesus.
Oh,
remember that one?
Hearing that one.
Influences Church, the homies.
And when I was younger, actually, I saw one of those. And for me, I thought, damn, it's actually Jesus.
Dude, Jesus
is here. Like, you know, when you're young, you don't really comprehend things too well. So I thought to myself, the way they got, damn, they did nice.
Yeah. But the whole story practically of what Jesus did gives us hope.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah,
like he gives you hope to there's light at the end of the tunnel. Mm. Like, okay, yes, Jesus died, but the third day he rose again.
Yeah.
He said he was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
And we, some people believed it, some people didn't believe it, but then him doing it, right, it just shows that there's hope in your life as well.
Yeah.
There's hope in to everyone. If you're walking without Jesus and you're not sure of your eternity, right? Eternity practically is after you finish life here, like when you die, where you go into heaven or hell or whatever it is. You're not sure of that. There's hope.
Mm.
There's like, and he says in the Bible, like,
yeah,
for God so loved the world that he gave his only son to whoever believes in him. Anybody.
So how do you feel with saying that? How can we apply that to today in our situation?
With this situation, with Roman.
How can we apply the Easter message today and the hope message that comes from Easter right now today?
Yes, and that's, I think Easter is so important, even if anything else in this time, because the picture of hope that Jesus gives us, right, where he died for our sin and then rose again on the third day, that hope, right, that we have in Jesus Christ, we can have in Jesus Christ with this matter.
Exactly.
This isn't, 100%. Come on, this is going to pass.
And you get what I feel is,
it's going to go.
Whenever there's tough times like this and, you know, big events that shock the world,
yeah,
it really is a chance for us Christians to shine the hope that Jesus gives. You know, if you're a believer, it's time to shine it because you find that people start praying.
Yeah.
People who never believe start praying.
Come on.
And that's an opportunity right there to, you know, shine.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
So Dave, there's a verse here in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3, and I think it resonates with what we're saying.
Yes.
Essentially, it says, praise be to the God, our Father, our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
Yes.
How can that verse, I guess, apply to, you know, what we've sort of talked about? How can we tie it all in?
Yes, tie it all in. Let's think about it this way, right? The hope that was given to us by the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ is the same hope that we have to carry now.
Yeah.
As Christians, we have to stand on this hope to say there's more and there's better things coming ahead. There's light at the end of the tunnel, right? Like I said, this situation we are in right now with this COVID-19 and how it's affected families, how it's affected schools, and how it's affected people's mental health and everything else that is going on, there's light at the end of the tunnel, man. Yeah. And, you know, the hope that we have from Easter and the picture of Jesus dying and resurrecting, let's carry that same hope.
Yeah, come on.
Replicate it.
Yeah.
Put it in a little package. Amen. Live it.
And send it out.
Come on. Send it out. Handball that thing to your neighbors. Handball that thing to your friends, man, and be like, how are you feeling today?
They
tell you, oh man, you know, it's hard right now. You'd be like, but don't worry, man, we'll get through it. You don't know how special that might be for someone.
Yeah, that's great.
So you understand what I'm trying to say? Yeah. So let's actually have that hope.
I think if you have it within you, you should do your most to
get it
expand
out.
Expand it to other
people.
Come on. That's great. You know, and that is the word for this week.
Is the word for this week.
That is the word. Today, let's talk about the pranks of the week. Pranks of the week. Seeming we just talked about Easter and the hope thing. What do you think a good pranks of the week is?
I say we use all of that and we put it in this practice.
You put it in.
All right? We forget all about the boredom.
Yeah.
You get me?
Make some fun out of it.
So let's make some fun in it. What's the one thing that everyone waits for,
man,
Easter?
Look, man. Easter egg hunt.
Come
on, cuz.
Come on, man. You can't stop me from having Easter egg hunts. So this week, what we're going to do?
Household.
Come on. Mm. Backyards. Not in the toilet because it's weed. You get me?
Kitchen, but like, bathroom,
kitchen,
toilet.
Anywhere else. No.
No, we said no toilet.
No toilet. It's weed. But just hide Easter eggs, right? And get your mom, your dad, your uncle.
Your grandma.
Well, maybe not your uncle, but like grandma, grandpa. They live with you. They're doing the hunt.
True that.
Except for your dogs because they could die.
Your household, essentially.
You get me? Let's do an Easter egg hunt in the house.
You need it. Go buy the Easter eggs. Go hide them in places that are going to be hard to
find. Easter eggs will be on special as well. I'm just letting you guys know.
You know.
I don't know for sure.
You know a guy from Woolies.
It's speculation, isn't it? But surely they're on special because who's buying it?
True that.
You hear me?
Hey, but chocolate will never die, man. You know?
No, but who's buying Easter? You know the bunnies, they only last for like a specific amount of time.
I think though, like Easter eggs are like, people been selling the Easter eggs for the last month or so. I just never really realized it.
No, stop.
Now that I think about it,
anyways,
have been in the store.
Think about
it. Go there. They're still there.
Right? Go to your stores. Go get Easter eggs.
Do an Easter egg hunt.
Do an Easter egg hunt. And guess what else? I want people to do the Tootsie slide thing.
Oh, wait a second.
You get me?
Hold on.
Left foot, left.
Hey,
left foot, right.
You told me. Remember that? Let me expose this guy for a second. I brought this Tootsie slide. Remember that one time?
I don't remember.
And you were like, oh, I don't do the Tootsie slide.
Because it was weird.
I'm old school. The old school dances.
It was weird.
Shut up, man.
Hey,
this
was
this guy. The Tootsie slide, he doesn't even do it. He don't... What is going on?
That one there.
Oh.
Isn't it?
Please, cover your eyes. Cover your eyes. But anyway, guys, do that Easter egg hunt, do the Tootsie slide if you can, not this guy. And that is the practice of the week.
Yeah, buddy. So, we have come to the most anticipated segment. The segment in which everyone and their mums are talking about.
Tell me more, Dave.
We've come to the mug of the week.
Mug of the week.
Boom. Wait. What's a mug? So everyone,
a mug.
You know, so everyone's clear what a mug is.
A mug is a silly man.
Okay.
Okay. It's a silly person.
Someone who's a bit obnoxious.
Obnoxious.
You get me?
A bit just does not think.
Silly.
Do you know?
They think they could do anything they want.
Think.
And get away with it.
Think. Obnoxious.
You get me? Silly this week's man. Mug of the week, who is it?
Jose Mourinho. Hey, you were the chosen one. You ain't the chosen one no more.
No.
Dave, what did Jose Mourinho do?
Bring the mug. I want people to know why this guy is a mug. So watch this, man. Yeah. What's the one thing everyone's saying right now? It starts with S. Social.
Distancing.
Come back. Say it again. Social.
Distancing.
Come back.
Hey, it's distancing.
Social.
Distancing.
That's even wronger. But anyways, we move on, yeah? So man like Mourinho thought it was a great idea.
He thought it was invincible.
No one's going to see. No, surely. Let's train.
No, because he is a chosen one.
He is. So Jose Mourinho is a coach, yeah?
The chosen one.
He's a coach. If you don't know football, you don't know soccer, he's a coach, right? Mm. He thinks he's a chosen one. He's
one. He's a successful guy. He's a good guy. You know, he bought my team, Chelsea FC, a few championships. Hey, we respect you, Jose Mourinho.
No, I don't respect him. Never like. Not to lie, I like him, but I don't like him. It's very like this. Who cares? Who cares? You know what I mean?
Shut
up, man. Who do you think he is? But anyways. Let me tell the people what happened.
Mm.
Social distancing. Yeah, we can't be. What did you say last time?
1.5, bro.
So what is it?
This is roughly that.
So he decided to take a few boys out. Yeah.
Yeah.
To go kick the ball. Obviously, he's a coach of a team. There's no games right now. Yeah. Doesn't want his boys to get fat. I understand.
I understand. Say that though. I do understand from his perspective. No, I get him. Jose, I get you, man. Like, look, first of all, he got caught doing it, right? Who says no other coaches are not doing that?
Bro.
It's a lockdown in England. Look, man just wasn't smart about where
it's a lockdown
training.
In England.
Personally, if I was Jose Mourinho, I would have done the same thing.
Bruv, the Prime Minister almost died.
No, I understand this. He was
the Prime Minister of England almost died because he went to go touch someone.
Yeah, but did Jose Mourinho touch nobody?
Bro, it's a lockdown in England. I don't know. What are you teaching your fans? What are you teaching the young ones?
Hey, social distancing. Think about it, right? He also provided the news reporters with something to read about. Yeah? Everybody would be jumping onto that article. Whoa. Hold
Sorry,
up.
Anyways.
Hey, you did him a favor, man.
He did keep people in jobs. No.
Keep people in jobs.
He's not. He's a mug. The guy's a mug. This week, Jose Mourinho took his players out, trained. They were touching each other and that.
Who said?
I saw it.
Who said?
There was a video.
No.
There was a video. We'll put the link down there. Don't drag it.
He said there were strict social distancing applied between the players.
Nah, he messed up. He's a mug.
I've got a soft spot for Jose Mourinho.
I don't.
I'm a Chelsea fan.
I don't.
He did good for us.
I don't.
So all my Chelsea fans, let me know. Put a comment in the comments.
I'm sorry, but this man has won the mug of the week this week. If you think otherwise, let me know. But I think he deserves it. All right, he's done what Jose always does. He thinks he owns the world. He thinks he could do whatever the heck he wants. And boom!
Best manager in the league right now.
You're sick. You are sick. He's not okay. Don't touch me like that, bro. This is not okay.
Anyway,
best manager in the league right
that
now.
Is
Lord have mercy.
The mug of the week.
Absolutely.
This week.
Absolutely. Next week, put down in the comments who you think it should be.
If you know anybody out there.
Yeah, we have some suggestions for this week. We did.
We did.
Yeah, we did. But I won't touch on that. I won't touch on that.
You don't want to hurt nobody. Yeah.
Now, the Prime Minister of the UK was one big one. But he survived. Yeah, he almost died.
Pulled through, man. Man like Boris. Man like Boris, respect your hustle, man.
But that's the mug of the week for this week.
So, Dave, next week we're going to start a new segment.
Absolutely. We are.
Answer, please, is what we're calling it.
We call it Answer, Please.
Answer,
for
please.
Okay? We please. Want you guys, just because we do like... We like answering questions. You hear me? That's why we do what we do. But we would like you guys to send in some questions. Make them appropriate.
Yeah.
You get me? I'm not going to answer any inappropriate questions.
Nah, we're going to dodge those ones nicely.
You get me? We're going to do them once to that one, yeah? So, stop.
Did we kill it?
Stop. It's not one of your gifts. Dancing is not there with you.
I'm there.
But next week, we want you to ask a few questions, right? Just direct message us.
Yeah, or comment it.
Or comment it.
Yeah, send it into one of our inboxes or whatever.
Yes, absolutely. You got our handles.
That's right.
So please ask us some relevant questions about the climate. About
climate.
The climate right now.
Climate.
Did you do English?
Climate.
Did you do English?
No, explain. What's the question you'd ask about the climate?
Right now. The climate we're in right now.
You know what climate means?
What does it mean?
Climate is the weather, fam. The climate. Moving on.
Gosh, man. ESL, bruv. I'm telling you.
I'm just saying. The climate is the weather. What would you want to know about the weather? It's hot one day, it's cold one day.
I said the current climate we're in right now.
Give me an example of a question.
God have mercy on you. I'm telling you. Anyways, we're moving on. It's not even about him. It's about you guys. We want you guys to ask us questions, right? And we're going to answer it to the best of our abilities, okay?
About the climate.
I'm done. Anyways, answer, please. Make sure you ask your questions, right? Shoot them through. It's going to be a mad tin.
What's the climate right now, Dave?
Jeez, I don't like you. Don't like you at all. Never did.
Hey, anyway,
never
guys,
will.
Shoot those questions through.
Oh my goodness.
You know how it is. In the inbox, in the DMs, in the comments, whatever it is. And that concludes another episode of The Raw Spill.
It's your boy
Dave, it's your boy Shim. Had fun, Dave, you had fun.
We did. We're going to leave doing the Tootsie slide, yeah? But sitting down.
Okay.
And we go.